And welcome to the Rebel Entrepreneur Podcast. We have a special episode for Bring Your Teenager to Work Today. I don't have a teenager, so my business partner Simon has lent me his. So please welcome to the show, Harry the Teenager.
Thank you. I've got a couple of questions.
Excellent. So tell me, like, what do you want to talk about today? What's the podcast about?
Just really about how you started first making money.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that the first question?
Yeah.
How did I start making money?
Yeah.
Like when I was your age?
When you made your first bit of money.
Ooh, when I made my first money. The first money I ever made was at school. I was younger than you and it was home economics type project and you had to make a cake and sell it. And I made Mars bar cake. Have you ever made Mars bar cake?
I've not, no.
It's amazing. Basically, you get Rice Krispies, you melt down Mars bars and margarine and cover Rice Krispies in Mars bars. And it's like, you put it in the fridge. It's wonderful. And I take it to school and sell it. And it was the best business model ever because my mum paid for the ingredients and I got to keep all the money. So it was like free to produce. I kept all the money and I was like my first taste of making money. And I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Then at college, my dad didn't have the money to give me pocket money. He couldn't afford to give me the money for the train fare. So he said, like, I can't give you money, but I can give you the opportunity to earn money. And at the time he had a sports shop. So he sold Nike t-shirts, like trainers, all that stuff. And he said, you can take anything from the sports shop at cost and sell it to your friends. And then you make the difference. So I used to carry around this giant bag of sportswear. I'd take it into college, school, and I would sell it to my friends and make a profit. And then I started selling tickets to this college parties. I made a lot of money selling tickets to college kids. It was awesome. So that's how I started making money.
What were your profit margins for the clothes you were selling?
The clothes, like sometimes I would make a tenner per item. Sometimes I would make a fiver. Some of the shirts that I sold, we were making £10 a time and that was awesome. And like 1 month I remember making £1,200 and I was like, that is awesome. I've made £1,200. I was making more than some of my friends were on full-time jobs.
Yeah.
I was like, this is wicked. I want to do more of this.
What age was that?
Like 17, 18, just older than you are. How old are you now, Harry?
14.
14. It's a good time to start. Mm-hmm. And the college parties, I was buying. So I would buy the tickets in bulk. So the person who organized the party didn't want to sell them. So I would buy all 1,000 tickets to the party and then I would sell them off at double the cost. So I would buy them for £2.50 a ticket and sell them at £5 a ticket and the profit was mine.
That's quite good.
Yes. I like money.
My second question is, if you have a car, what car do you drive?
If I have a car, what car do I drive? I do not have a car. I got rid of my last car 4 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. I used to have a fancy Skoda Octavia VRS, which was lovely. And then I realized a car is a liability. It costs a lot of money. So do you know the difference between an asset and a liability, Harry?
Is a liability like something bad?
Basically, yeah. So the simple definition we have is an asset puts money in your pocket. A liability takes money out of your pocket.
Yeah.
So if you have a rental property and people are renting out and paying you money, is that an asset or a liability?
An asset.
Yeah, because it's giving you money. Yeah. The car you drive, asset or liability?
Liability.
Why?
Because it takes money out of your pocket.
Mm-hmm. And the fancier the car?
The more money you lose.
Yes. And the quicker you lose that money, like it vanishes, you have a Mercedes, it costs you a fortune, money is disappearing. So I was like, I don't want a liability. So I got rid of my car. We went traveling around the world. When I need one, I rent it or borrow one if I can. Yeah. They cost you a lot of money, cars. If you can avoid having one, it will save you a fortune.
Does it not cost more to like travel around the world?
Depends how you look at it. How much does a car cost a year?
Not really sure.
So some people buy them on like payment plans, and they'll spend $400-500 a month, which is $6,000 a year, without insurance, without petrol costs. Like, you can easily spend $10,000 a year on a car. What else could you spend $10,000 a year on?
Traveling.
You could buy quite a lot for $10,000 a year, couldn't you?
Yeah.
And like, it depends what it is. You can buy cheaper cars, because if you buy... So the car I had last was a Skoda Citigo. It was a tiny little car. It cost me $5,000 to buy it. I just bought it in cash because I didn't want to have payments. I don't want to pay interest. And then it was fairly cheap to drive. Like, the road tax was fairly cheap. Insurance was £600 a year or something. Like, it was fairly cheap. But even so, it was costing me a couple of grand a year to have that car. I can do a lot with that money.
Yeah.
It's just a different way of looking at it. When I was your age, I always dreamed of having a Lamborghini. Yeah. I wanted a Ferrari. I wanted a nice car. That's what I wanted. And then when I got older, I realized I don't want that. I want freedom. Freedom to travel, freedom to have fun.
Yeah. Do you ever think you will buy a car?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. I can afford any car I want to. Mm-hmm. Like, I could buy a Lamborghini tomorrow if I wanted to. But I have to give up something to have that Lamborghini. So the concept I wanted to give you and the people listening and everyone this is, you can have anything you want in life if you're willing to pay the price up front and in full. Mm-hmm. So you can have a Lamborghini if you want to, but you're going to have to work for it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to work hard. You're going to have to do certain things. You have to act a certain way. You have to get certain jobs. But you can have it if you want to. The question is, are you willing to do the work to get the car? Are you willing to do what is required to get the thing you want? Because you can have anything you want, Harry.
Yeah.
Anything. Are you willing to do it?
I am.
I love it.
You said you've been traveling, so I'm guessing you don't have a proper house, or do you?
A proper house. Define a proper house. What does that mean?
One that you own and that you stay in.
One that I own?
Yes.
Okay. Does it have to be a certain size?
No. Do you have a house?
Do I have a house? No.
Yes.
No. We used to. So we had a two-bedroom flat in Basingstoke. That was where Katie and I lived for 10 years. But 4 years ago, we sold it. We sold our two investment properties. We sold our flat and we went traveling. Now I don't have a home. See, here's the thing. Like, success in life is quite often determined by how big is your house? How big is your car?
Yeah.
Like, what's your job title? If you tell me those three things, I know if you're successful or not. I don't have a car. I don't have a house. I don't have a job. So technically, I'm homeless and unemployed. How successful am I, Harry?
From that, not that successful.
Yeah, I'm like the least successful person in the world on that scale. But then you go, well, what does successful mean? Like, what is success? Tell me, what do you think success is, Harry?
Whatever you want it to be, really. Like, whatever your dreams are, if you accomplish that, then that's a success.
I like that. So what's your version of success?
I'm not really sure yet.
Not sure yet?
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas?
I still don't know what I want to do.
Cool.
So, still thinking.
Still thinking. That's really exciting because I didn't know what I want. I knew what I wanted to do at school, which was to go and work for my dad. That's all I wanted to do. I thought he was the coolest person around. I wanted to go work for him. Then when that ended, I was like, I don't know what I want to do with my life. I really don't know. I spent years trying different jobs. I think the one thing I've learned from that is test lots of things quickly.
Yeah.
Like, try being on a podcast, try working as a landscaper, try being a barista, try starting your own business, try lots of things when you're young very quickly and see which ones light you up, which ones make you excited.
Yeah. Does traveling and then like buying a place to stay not cost more than having an actual house?
That is an amazing question, because that's something that comes up so many times for people. So let's imagine you have a house, a four-bedroom house. How much does a four-bedroom house cost?
$400,000
£400,000. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So if you buy that house and you have £400,000 in it, like if you own it outright, you get to live in that house for free, don't you?
Yeah.
But what else could you do with that £400,000?
Rent other places, or like travel and then stay in other places.
Or you could take the £400,000 and invest it. So if we were to invest it in, like, this will get some technical jargon, but we can explain it if you want to. If you were to invest it in an index fund, you would expect that index fund to grow by 10% a year. What's 10% of £40,000? £400,000. I just gave you the answer.
£40,000.
Yeah, I failed completely there. So it might grow by £40,000 a year. Could you rent a place for that much?
Yes.
So I think people think about it. They think renting is throwing away money. But you think of the amount of money you need to have tied up to own a physical property is huge. And most people don't own their property outright. They have a mortgage. And what do you have to like pay every month?
Quite a lot.
So you're paying the interest and the mortgage.
Yeah.
Now, the interest is just money you give to the bank for borrowing the amount to have that house.
Mm-hmm.
So it does cost you to own a home. And under our asset or liability test, the home you live in, is it a liability or an asset?
A liability.
Tell me why.
Because you've got all the bills, like the electricity and the water bills.
And the mortgage, yeah, and the maintenance, and costs a lot of money to have a home.
Yeah.
Now, if you rented out one of the spare rooms to someone, you could start to bring in some money. What else could you do? You could maybe earn some money out of your house. Get some lodgers.
Yeah, work from home.
Charge your dad rent.
Yeah.
Excellent. You could work from home, and it's kind of an office, but it still costs you to have it.
Yeah.
And I think like it is an admirable thing to own your own home, but I think lots of people think like owning your own home is a sign of success. And I would just challenge that, because it's not necessarily the case. And we have earned far more money with our money in the market than we have. So to give you the example, we lived in Basingstoke for 10 years. Do you think it was cheaper to buy or rent?
Buy?
Rent. It was actually pretty much the same.
Oh.
So we did the sums. There was about a £9,000 difference over 10 years, buying or renting. Like, it didn't really make a difference. That is only the case if you invest the money instead of living in it. If you don't invest the money, none of those equations we've talked about work, because you're basically renting and you have nothing like growing to pay the rent.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, if you just rent and you never invest, then I can see how that would be throwing away money.
Yeah.
But if you take the money you would have spent on a house and invest it instead, that creates a return which will pay for your rent maybe even more.
Yeah.
So we travel around the world and we live off our investments, and we rent Airbnbs, we rent properties, stay in hotels, occasionally stay with your friends. Your dad has offered us to stay a couple of nights.
Yeah. What's your favorite place you've traveled to?
Ooh, good question. Am I allowed several?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Favorite places, Mexico. The food, Mexican food's amazing, and it's even better in Mexico. It's incredible. Yeah. We stayed on the beach. The apartment we stayed in was on the 11th floor, overlooking the ocean. The sunset in front of our house. This year, there were whales playing in the bay, so we saw whales jumping in front of our apartment.
That's what I've
got. It was incredible. Incredible. So I love that. Colombia, Bogota, Katie and I have learnt Spanish. Like, we feel like we have friends there. There's the Rebel Business School in Colombia. We have lots of friends. The food is incredible. It's in the Andes Mountains. So the weather is like eternal spring. It's like 20, 22 degrees every day. It's beautiful. It's sunny, blue skies. Not in the wet season. But don't go in the wet season. And you can hike up the Andes Mountains. They have every type of restaurant, and it's so inexpensive. Like, the best, like, Katie and I go to this place for breakfast. They do a croissant with eggs, prosciutto, ham, coffee, all the drinks. Guess how much for the two of us for a most amazing breakfast cooked fresh?
10.
Yeah, it's like £8.
Oh.
It's so cheap compared to here. Like, here, how much is one breakfast out at an average place?
Like £7.
Exactly. Yeah. It's more than that.
Yeah.
So I love Colombia. And then the final one, Brazil. Have you ever been to Brazil?
No.
There's a place, the capital, not the capital, the capital's Brasilia, another place called Rio de Janeiro in the south. There's some famous beaches. And we rented this Airbnb right on the famous beach. And every morning we would go running along Ipanema Beach, the music, the Brazilian barbecue food. Is the coolest place. It's so cool. And they're all out there playing football on the beach and beach volleyball. And yeah, it's so cool. You need to get your dad to take you around the world.
Yeah. How much do you earn a month? Can you say that?
It depends how you measure it. So nearly all of my income comes from investments. So I earn money through the Rebel School because I own it. Like, I own 45% of it. Your dad owns 45% of it. And then the gang own the other 10%. So I get some money through that. But nearly all of my income is from investments. So Katie and I have invested in stocks and shares. So we own these things called index funds. So we own a little bit of Apple, we own a little bit of Tesla, we own a little bit of Google. Yeah. And each month those shares go up and they pay us dividends. Some years it's excellent, some years it's not good. So the last year has been a bad time in the market, so we haven't made that much money.
Have you lost any money?
So the only time you lose with that stuff, realistically, is when you sell. So we haven't lost any money compared to what we put in. It's gone up nicely. But if you sell at the wrong time, you can lose money. Our thing is we invest the money, we leave it to grow, and we live off 4% of it. So each year we sell a tiny amount and we get the dividends, the profit, and then we live off that. So it's difficult to tell you exactly what I earn a month. But in terms of the 4% rule, I can live off 70 grand a year and never run out. So my investments will produce 70 grand a year. And like, I don't have to work for that. I have that every year for the rest of my life.
That's really good.
It's not bad, is it?
Yeah.
Could you have a good time on 70 grand a year?
Yeah. Especially if you don't have a house as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't have a Lamborghini, which means I can save a lot of money.
Yeah. What do you think is the quickest and easiest way to make money?
Ooh, good question. There's no right answer to this. There are many ways to make money. You can make a significant amount of money by getting a good job with other people, like a good corporate job, a good different job. They can make a lot of money. You can make a significant amount of money by building your own business. Like, there's no right answer. The thing I would say to you is the difference between easy and hard work. Because you said, what's the easiest way to make money? Now, if you don't like the job, when you wake up in the morning and have to go to work, how excited are you?
Not excited.
So will it feel like easy work or hard work?
Hard.
Yeah. if you love what you do and you wake up like, I cannot wait to get to work, how does it feel?
Easy and fun.
So when you say easy versus hard, that depends on who you are. Because to some people, job X is easy, but that's because they enjoy it.
Yeah.
And the other job is hard, but that's because they don't enjoy it. So really, I'd be asking you, like, what do you enjoy doing? What do you want to do? What lights you up? What sparks you? Because if we can find a job you love, it won't feel like hard work. And then you can make a shed ton of money doing something you love.
Yeah.
That's the dream. And then it never feels like work.
Yeah.
So if I were you, I'd be going, okay, I want to do a bunch of mini experiments. I'd be using my dad's network and I'd be saying, I want work experience at every business he knows. I want to go and do work experience at Google, at Microsoft, at small businesses, at entrepreneurship businesses. I want to like test them all to find what gives me joy.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Then find something you love, get really good at it, and charge people a lot of money for it. Did that answer your question okay?
Yeah, it did. What are the best side hustles you know?
The best side hustles? Yeah. Ooh. There's so many things you could do. Yeah. Like, this comes down to, again, yeah, like, what do you actually enjoy doing? Like, you can buy and sell trainers. You can buy and sell T-shirts. You could import things from different countries and sell it. You could use your dad's connections to Colombia and buy coffee and then sell it in the UK. You could run events for teenagers.
Like, yeah.
Seriously, I don't know why you don't run a teenager entrepreneurship event. Get your dad to educate them. You sell all the tickets and keep half the profit.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be doing so much. I would make so much money if I was you doing that sort of stuff. Events, there's lots of money. People want to be out at events now. COVID has reduced and people are coming back to doing in-person events.
Yeah.
There's so many things you could do. Just look around at how people make money and then go, I want to test it and see if you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because if you enjoy it, God, you can make some money, Harry. I wish I was your age. I'm excited.
Yeah. What advice would you give to me if my dreams was to be rich?
Dreams? Well, first off, define rich. What does rich mean?
A lot of money.
You know, like, that's... Is a lot of money £20? £100? £1 million? Like, how much is a lot of money?
Enough to do whatever you want.
Okay. Like, so, like, then we have to go to, what do you want to do? Because that's very different. Do you want to own a Lamborghini and a 12-bedroom house? Or do you want to travel the world and be free forever?
Okay. To be a millionaire.
To be a millionaire.
Yeah.
1 million?
Sure.
Okay. 1 million, if you invest it properly, gives you 40 grand a year for the rest of your life to do whatever you want.
Okay. How do I make that a million though?
How do you make the first million?
Yeah.
You need to do two things. Number one is find something you enjoy doing that you can make money at. And number two, take that money and invest it into a broad-based index fund like the Vanguard Developed World, something like that. And I can send you links to that. Everyone listening is probably going, what the hell is this as well? But that's what we have done. So we take our money. Katie and I earned as much money as we could. And then we took that profit and we invested it.
Yeah.
And then those investments start to make money and they make more money. So you are earning money and your investments are earning money. Can you see how it then gets quicker? And quicker, yeah, and quicker. And the more money you put in, the more it invests. And soon enough, you have an unbelievable amount of money. If you start investing at your age, I'd be getting 20 quid off your dad and we'll open a Vanguard account after this and investing your first 20 quid. I'd be doing, yeah, it like right now. I'd be getting on it because every year that money will bring, like on average, the stock market goes up by 10 to 12% a year. So if you invest 20 quid, you get 2 quid free this year. If you invest 2,000, you get £200 free.
What is the Vanguard thing you're on about?
So Vanguard is a company, is an investment company that offers you investments. they basically offer this thing called a tracker. And the tracker allows you to put your money in. So let's say you put £100 into the tracker index fund that I was talking about. They then take that £100 and they buy every company in the marketplace for you in the size of the company. So your £100, £4 goes to buying Apple stock. So you will own £4 worth of Apple stock. £3 goes to Microsoft stock. You'll own £3 of Microsoft. And then the rest of your £100 is split over a couple of thousand other companies. So you buy those companies. What does that mean? Every time Apple makes a profit, they share that profit with their owners. So if you've bought shares in that company, you get a share of the profits every time someone buys an iPhone, every time someone buys a Microsoft product, a Tesla, like whatever it is. And this is the difference between an owner and a consumer.
Yeah.
What do consumers do?
They buy things.
Yes. When they buy things, what do the owners get?
Money.
Yeah. What do you think I am in the main?
Say the things again.
Am I a consumer or an owner?
An owner.
Yeah. Because, like, I own an iPhone. But when I buy my own iPhone, I get some of the profit back.
Yeah.
But I'm an owner because I want to earn money from everyone else spending their money. Are you an owner or a consumer?
I'm a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think 95% of people are?
Consumers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What would you rather be?
An owner.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't want to be, like, just a consumer. I want to consume. Like, I want to have an iPhone. I want to buy nice food. Like, I like having Marvel t-shirts or Disney t-shirts. Like, I want to consume, but really I want most of my money to go to owning these companies because it generates a profit and brings it back to me. If I do that, I can live for free forever. And I'm going to give you one interesting fact, which Katie and I have worked out recently. How much does the average person earn a year?
Like 30 grand?
Yeah, something like 30 grand a year. We worked out recently that we are worth more than we have ever earned. How is that possible? We have more money than we have ever earned.
Yeah. Because your index funds?
Because we invested in index funds. And they have grown more than we have ever spent.
Yeah.
So we have basically lived for free for our entire lives.
That's quite cool.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Isn't that interesting? So, like, I have more money than I've ever earned, and I've spent a lot of it. That's a different way of doing it. What do most people do with the money they earn?
They just spend it.
Mm-hmm. They spend it all.
Yeah.
Are they worth more than they've ever earned?
No.
No, they have nothing to show for it. And this is the tragedy, is people work for 40 years of their life and then have nothing to show for it. Do you want to be like that?
No.
No. I want to have something to show for it. Like, I want to have investments and something to show for my hard work.
Yeah.
So take as much money as you can and invest it in owning big businesses, other businesses. That will create you a return that you can live off.
Yeah, that's quite good.
Good. It's quite good. That's understated good. Teenager stuff, isn't it? Yes, it's quite good, Alan.
My next question is, if you were starting again, what would you do differently?
Ooh, good question. Did your dad help you write that one?
I'm not sure. Some of them.
If I was starting again, okay, so what would I do differently? Number one, can I imagine I was your age?
Yeah.
So I'm starting again. Number one, I would go out harder and faster to try more things. So I think I was quite shy when I was your age. I didn't want to speak. Like, the thought of being on a podcast would scare me. I would stop that. That does not help you. I would go out and try as many jobs as I could. I would be on social media, I would be online, I would be out there trying things, I would launch a podcast, I would build a mailing list, I would get a job at the BBC for a month, I'd be out there trying as many things as I could. because most of the time it's fear and a lack of confidence that holds us back. But that's all in our heads.
Yeah.
And I would let go of all of that earlier and try more jobs. The number thing I would do differently is I would do more self-development earlier. So I would read self-development books. I would go on self-development courses. I would invest in me as a human faster and earlier. When I was your age, I hated books. Didn't want to read. Didn't like books. Didn't like learning. Hated education. I was like, this is crap. And then it wasn't until I was like 20 when someone handed me my first self-development book, which I read. And I was like, oh, that's a whole new world. It's like, let me learn more. Yeah. And it was like that Matrix moment of like, you're plugged into the Matrix and you learn and you're like, oh, I didn't even know any of this existed. But I would learn faster and harder than I did. I'd listen to all the self-development podcasts. I'd read all the books. I'd go on the courses. I'd be pestering my dad, like, send me on my first self-development course.
Yeah.
And I would go and do all that. So I'd try more jobs. I would learn faster. And then part of that learning, I would learn how to have more confidence and how to sell more. And then I'd probably launch my first business faster.
Yeah.
And those would be the main things I would do differently. But that would change the course of my life.
Yeah. You said about how you hated education. What were your grades and, like, do you think grades matter?
I got my GCSEs. I'm a bit nervous about this question. Your dad might tell me off after my answer. I got my GCSEs. I think I got an A in maths, but mostly I got C's. Then I went on to do A-levels, and I nearly quit halfway through. I nearly didn't make it through A-levels. My mum had to force me to stay. I got, I think, like a C and a D or something like that. I got good bad grades. No one has, I think maybe my first job asked me my grades. But since then, no one has ever asked me what education I have and what grades I have. So me personally, I think they're irrelevant.
Yeah.
Like, it does not affect the course of your future. So I don't have a degree. I don't have those good grades. But I've run courses at Microsoft. I've taught at Henley Business School, at Oxford University. Like, it has not stopped me doing anything. So I think if I was to do it again, I'd probably work harder at school, just because actually I think, like, it's fun to learn, but it doesn't help you be successful in life. Like, formal education will get you a job. Self-education will create a life. So yeah. Like, read self-development books, learn on courses, learn how to sell, market, learn how to be confident, how to present. That is good, the true education for me. And they just don't teach you that at school. Like, it'll never stop you doing anything.
Yeah.
I just didn't get good grades and it hasn't stopped me doing anything. I retired at 40. I never have to work again if I don't want to. Yeah. Compare that to your average person with a degree.
Yeah.
But degrees can get you certain places. They get you certain jobs. Like, if you want to be a doctor, you need a degree.
Yeah.
I never wanted to be a doctor. I help people other ways.
What are the biggest mistakes people make with money?
The biggest mistakes people make with money? Spending it all. Like, literally, yeah. They spend it all and then they don't invest it. Like, there's so many. We did a video on 10... biggest money mistakes. Like, number one, people spend it, they don't invest it. Number two, they take lots of debt on. Never get into debt. Don't get credit card debt. It will destroy you. Like, the credit card companies like to give people your age, well, probably a little bit older, like 16, 17, 18, they like to give you credit cards and a limit because they want you to spend. How do credit card companies make money?
don't know.
Part of it is on the interest you pay them for the money you borrow.
Yeah.
They charge you like 30% interest. And you pay it back. That's how they make money, but that keeps you in debt. So just avoid credit card debt, avoid all of those debts. Be careful of get rich quick schemes.
Yeah.
We met someone this week who fell for or got involved in a crypto scam. She invested £500. She started to see returns. So she invested £1,000. She started to see returns. Then these people persuaded her to borrow money to invest. She borrowed £45,000 and invested it and lost everything. She's now like 45, 50 grand in debt, and she has nothing to show for it. There are scammers out there. Be careful. If it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You really have to be careful with this stuff.
Do you think crypto is worth investing in?
No.
Why not?
Good question. It's too early. So to how do you invest in crypto? Like, if you and I were to invest in crypto now, what would we do?
I don't know, check the ones that are going up the most.
Yes, and if they've already gone up the most, what does that probably tell us?
Not they're not going to go up anymore.
There's a chance they might not go up anymore.
Yeah.
But we're also picking one cryptocurrency, aren't we? And that's gambling, because if that one cryptocurrency does badly, what happens to all our money?
It goes. You lose it.
It vanishes. And then we're in trouble. And the other piece I would just say about cryptocurrency is everything that I talk about is about owning assets. An asset is something that puts money in your pocket. Does cryptocurrency put money in your pocket?
No.
No. If it goes up, maybe. But it's a virtual coin. You're buying a virtual coin. And you're kind of gambling that someone else will buy that virtual coin for more later. If they don't, you're screwed. When you buy an index fund, you're buying companies.
Yeah.
What do those companies produce?
Products.
Yep. And then what do they do with the products?
They sell them.
And what does that make?
Money.
Yeah, profit. Yeah. And then who do they share the profit with?
You, because you're a shareholder.
Owners.
Yeah.
Become an owner of a business that makes money, of a property that you rent out. Become an owner of a real asset that produces that stuff. And some of those companies in the index own cryptocurrency anyway. They're already involved in it, so you will get a share of that profit. If you knew a huge amount about cryptocurrency, if you'd been working in it for years, if you really understood it, then maybe invest in it. But for your average person who doesn't understand it, steer well clear. I don't think of it as an asset. It's like buying a currency.
Yeah.
It's like me going, I'm going to take all of my money and invest it in the Argentinian peso because I think someone will buy Argentinian pesos for more in the future.
Yeah.
Sound like a good idea?
No.
No, it's really not a good idea. Like, it's a currency. It's a money. And maybe the technology behind it, I know the technology behind it will become more prevalent. In the future, it might be a great investment. Right now, it's the Wild West. It's risky. It's dangerous. You could get scammed. I would just steer clear for now, Harry.
Yeah, all right. The last question I have is, does money buy happiness?
Does money buy happiness? The strict answer is no, but it does make life a lot cooler.
Yeah.
like you can't buy happiness. I can't go out to the shop and buy happiness. But a certain amount of money allows you to rent nice properties, stay in nice houses, drive nice cars, buy breakfast.
Yeah.
Money to buy breakfast is important. So does money make you happy? No. However, a certain amount of money really does help you to live a comfortable life. And I think this is where people get confused because they're like, they make it, does money buy happiness? No, therefore I shouldn't earn it. it's not that simple.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have money for somewhere to live, how hard is your life?
Quite hard.
Whereas if you have money enough to be able to do anything, how easy is your life?
Quite easy, because you can be free.
It's a lot easier. So money doesn't buy happiness, but it does make life a lot easier. It does give you time to work on your happiness. It does give you lots of advantages. So I think money is an incredible tool to build the life you want to build. So I think money is important. Can't buy you happiness, but it does buy a certain amount. Like, it does make life easier. So I think money is good. Money is great to be able to do these things. Like, I couldn't travel the world. I couldn't hang out with Katie. I couldn't give my courses away for free online if I didn't have money. So money allows me to do cool stuff. Last year, we went to fight stormtroopers in America at the Star Wars Galactic Hotel. I couldn't have done that without money. It was awesome. I spent 2 days learning how to use a lightsaber, how to free Chewbacca, and how to fight stormtroopers. It was amazing. That costs money. Money's cool. Money gives you opportunity. It's not the be-all and end-all. Like, never substitute money for friendship, health. You can have both. You can have friends and earn money. You can have health and earn money. Money allows opportunity and cool stuff.
Yeah.
Learn about money. No one taught me about money when I was your age. It's like, I wish they did lessons at school about money, how to invest, how to use it. Is anyone teaching you about money at school?
No, I think I'm taking enterprise and marketing in year 10. So after the summer holidays, so maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What have they taught you so far?
I've not started the class yet.
No, in normal school.
Oh. English and maths and science. Nothing, English, maths and science. Nothing really about money.
Nothing about money. Have they taught you anything about business?
Not really, no.
No? What's the most valuable thing you've learned at school so far?
Just probably to be social, really. Like, how to talk to people.
English is very important because you've been able to talk to me.
Yeah.
This is useful. So English is useful and it'll enable you to write and read and communicate, because communicating is one of the most important things. Maths is incredibly valuable. How to understand percentages and figures, because earlier I was asking you, like, what's 4% of this and what's 10% of that and how does it work? Like, maths is incredibly useful for that sort of stuff as you get older. So they are useful skills. You need to build on top of that with all the other skills.
Yeah.
Cool. So do you have any closing thoughts or comments for the audience that are listening to our podcast, Harry? What do you want to tell them? What do you want to ask me? What do you want to say?
Well, I've learned to invest now. Well, haven't learned to, but I'm going to start.
You're going to start. I love that. How much have you got to be able to start invest? Have you got any savings?
I might have a bit.
How much is in the piggy bank?
Maybe in my bank, a couple hundred.
Couple hundred quid?
Yeah.
That's a great start. That's fantastic. So let's get that invested and then start you earning and get you some more money in there. And then you'll be making leaps and bounds. You'll be wealthier than your dad by the time you're 25.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah,
we really appreciate it. And to everyone who's listening, if you've got a teenager, play this episode for them. If you've got a godson, a goddaughter, send them this episode. Bring your teenager to work, help them. Thank you for listening to The Rebel Entrepreneur. It's been wonderful having you here. Good luck, goodbye, good night.